For some reason, you're supposed to warn people about plays that do not have lovable central characters. The same is true for plays that make you think, feel, and understand life is complicated. Big Maggie, playing at Albany Civic Theater through September 15th, is all of the above. It's a disturbing play that makes you think and feel. It's also a brilliantly executed piece of theater that proves depreciating the taste level of audiences is humbug, or, in the case of Big Maggie, blarney. Big Maggie is about a woman who has been in a loveless, brutal marriage for 25 years. When her rotter of a husband, who is 20 years older than she, dies, Maggie takes firm control over the family store, the farm, and most importantly, the lives of her four young adult children. She is hard to the point of being cruel as she dominates their lives. She has no sympathy for weakness, no compassion for those with emotions, and no tolerance for anyone who disagrees with her. She not only pushes her family away, she rejects any act of friendship from the people of the town, and she even rebukes one gentleman who would have her for a wife. Eventually, she chases each child away and lives in isolation in her small rural community in Ireland. Though it is impossible to like or to even have compassion for Maggie, the magic of the play is no matter how begrudgingly it happens, you tend to understand the woman because she believes her actions are best for her children. However, the tragedy is even when she's right, her emotionally cruel behavior negates any long-term good she might do. As Maggie, Kathleen Carey offers a smart, brave, and emotionally true performance. The beauty of the performance is, without showing any softness, Carey creates a woman who is strangely vulnerable. Carey makes it clear no matter how much Maggie bends people to her will, the woman will never, ever be able to be happy. Through this stoic, mean woman, Carey shows the John B. Keane play is not simply a play about a harsh woman. It's also a play about raising children in a cruel, unforgiving environment. Though its themes are not epic, in many respects, Keane has written the Irish version of Mother Courage and Her Children. And two, it becomes a play about life in a specific place, time, and culture. It's a play about Ireland. Though Carey's marvelous performance is essential to the success of the play, Chris Foster's direction is equally as important. He nurtures strong performances from a large cast, and by setting a gentle mood for the people who live in the village, he creates an almost claustrophobic atmosphere that illustrates the oppressiveness of living life in a small world. Big Maggie is not an easy play to see or to produce, but it is a triumph for Albany Civic Theater. It's a beautiful production of a play that few local companies would have the courage to produce. It's a work that deserves an audience. Big Maggie is at Albany Civic Theater at 235 2nd Avenue in Albany through September 15th. Tickets are $15, which can be had by calling 462-1297 or going to albanycivic.org. This is Bob Gefford from the Troy Record.